Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Simpson Storm softball swept the Norse of Luther, as heard live on 94.3 KNIA on Saturday, guaranteeing their spot in the American Rivers Conference Tournament. We'll have highlights from both Game 1 and Game 2, as well as a post-game chat with head coach Brent Mathias after this on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. We are at the Simpson Softball Complex for the regular season finale, and your Simpson Storm softball team needs a doubleheader sweep over the Norse of Luther College to guarantee a spot in the American Rivers Conference Tournament. I'm Andrew Swadner, joined alongside the man, the myth, the legend himself, Todd Guestford. Todd Shaner, fly ball right field.
Well
going
hit.
Back. Hansen keeps going back, and it's off the base of the wall. One run will come in. Shaner, an RBI double. Opposite way, and this game is tied at one.
You talk about Maddie Luderman maybe not swinging the bat here in conference play like she has in other seasons. She does have 31 walks on the year.
That's, well, there's a
see
high
you later.
Fly ball, record tying.
That ties the record.
Maddie Luderman, a solo home run. Boy, we have been waiting for that one. And Maddie Luderman jumps all over it. And her name etched in history. At least in a tie for now, but still plenty to go. And it's 3-2. Now Shaner. High fly ball, left field and deep towards the wall. Make the catch. Steen's going to tag up and will get in. No throw to home. An RBI sacrifice fly for Katie Shaner, and we're knotted up at three. A single by Steen on a ground ball up the middle off the glove of Engler. And then a hit and run single, ground ball off the leg. That one finds its way into right field. Off the foot of Engler, but an RBI single for Kate Kriegel. Puts the Storm out in front, 4-3. Ground ball, second, one hopper. Kriegel, Heidelbauer out at first. And the Storm win 4-3 to take game one of the doubleheader. We are at the Simpson Softball Complex for the regular season finale, and your Simpson Storm softball team needs a doubleheader sweep over the Norse of Luther College to guarantee a spot in the American Rivers Conference Tournament. I'm Andrew Swadner, joined alongside the man, the myth, the legend himself, Todd Guestford. Todd, and it's now 2-0 to Megan Heidelbauer. Steen on third, Ehlers on second, Kriegel on first. Ground ball up the middle, and no, knocked down by Allen, but through for a base hit. One run will score, two runs will score. Advancing to second is Heidelbauer on the throw. And the Storm lead 2-0 on a clutch. Two RBI single by Megan Heidelbauer. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the first. Great to see everybody come back and keep that tradition going. Line drive up the middle and through for a base hit. One run will score. They're going to test the arm again. Throw home is not in time. James tries for second. She is out there, but not before two runs come in. The Storm plate four in the first. And Sandoval in the pitching circle. Obelton, ground ball left side towards the hole. Allen fields it cleanly, but Obelton too quick. RBI infield single for Kaylin Obelton, and the Storm lead 5-0. High fly ball left field. Going back, and gone. Lexi Ehlers puts it out, and the Storm plate two more. It's 7-0. Gusting to straightaway center. Line drive through on the left side. We'll see if a run will come in. Fielded by James. Throw to the plate is going to be there in time, and they get the out at home. A single to left, but Mackenzie James comes up firing a one-hopper to home. Beats the runner by a couple steps, and the Storm escaped the third. Heidelbauer, a two RBI single back in the first inning. Now sends a fly ball out to deep right field towards the scoreboard. Man, off the scoreboard and gone.
Doink.
A free Coke for everybody as Heidelbauer hits the sign out and right. And the Storm lead 8-0. Think strike one and a chance to leave on a high note here at the Simpson softball field. Line drive
there
out to Ryan. That'll fall in for a base hit. How about driving in a run on senior day? 9-0 Storm here in the bottom of the fourth. With making, I don't think, really any contact. And now a fly ball to right. Getting underneath it. Shaner, catch is made. And the Storm win 9-0. And they sweep the Norse. Final thoughts here today. You needed the doubleheader sweep. Your destiny was in your own hands, whether you made the conference tournament or not. And the team shows up here on senior day. Not final question, because I want to have you talk about the seniors.
Yeah.
But overall, the thoughts on the day of getting the doubleheader sweep?
Yeah, again, it goes to our conference. Our conference is so tough, and I have all the respect in the world for Coach Hartle. She does a great job. That team was in the NCAA tournament last year. She's always there making noise in the conference tournament and making noise in the national tournament. They're just a well-coached team. I mean, they play good defense. They're very patient at the plate. When they pitch, they're usually pitching with a plan. Hats off to Luther. I know we got him here in the second game, but, you know, they were trying some different pitchers. They knew they were already in the conference tournament, so they could do some different things potentially. A great ball club. And what was the second part?
Oh, senior day.
Yeah, senior day. I'm sorry. And our seniors, man, they've hung through. They have hung through, and they have battled. We've had some troubled waters in our program, and not to their fault at all, but just, you know, last year didn't make the conference tournament, and this year we really changed some things, and they've done a great job. And, you know, I'll just go down the list. Alpha Order, Abby Meyer, she's in Ireland, but, man, does everything, shows up at practice, you know, pushes Kay Opleton at third base, you know, and those are exciting things. Taryn Barrick-Wessels comes back for her fifth year. It was great to see her get a W here today in the circle. Then who's my next one after Alpha Order? Is it Carly Hill who just walked by? I'll go with Carly Hill.
I put check marks by okay. All the
Carly Hill. You know, she shows up every single practice. She's got an injury, and she could have just cashed it in and said, "All right, you know, I'll see you at the end of the season." But she did everything. Was at every practice. Was just helped everybody. You know, so just a super job. Maddie Luderman behind the plate ties the school record for home runs. You know. Defensively, a great catcher. Teams don't really run on us very often. Everything you could ask and more from a catcher. And so glad she and Taryn came back for their fifth year. I've got who else?
Check marks by him.
Michaela Bryant. How about Michaela Bryant coming in? RBI
double.
Getting a double.
What a great at bat that was.
Just, I was like amazed, and I'm like, oh boy, that, you know, she did just a super job, super job. Kayla Jack from HLV Victor does a great job too. Shows up, you know, she's behind Lexi Ehlers, and sometimes when you're behind a first team all conference player, you might not really want to show up every day and put, man, she pushes all the time and makes you know, our whole team better. Caroline Pellet from Atlantic, senior. It's interesting. She's in med school right now, nursing school. So she's in nursing school and showing up to practice because our graduation was a week ago. So she's doing two different things right now. She's trying to do nursing school and play softball. So love what she's done to our program as well. Laurel Stice, a team manager, used to be a pitcher and then jumped in and has helped us with every different type of numbering system and analytics. Just does a fabulous job. And I think I got them all, didn't I? I got Meyer, Peterson, Wessels, Michaela Bryant, Maddie Luderman, Caroline Pellet, Kayla Jack. I didn't say Riley Purvis. Riley Purvis from Colonesco. You know, she's going to be a softball coach, and she's going to be a darn good one. Always listens really well.
And she roped a double in the second game.
Yeah, and she had a double as well. So, you know, our seniors just did a really good job this year, and you know, you're kind of like you're going to go as far as your seniors will carry you. Granted, we've got some young players sprinkled in there, but our seniors do a great job with the leadership and the culture of this ball club.
Again, that was highlights from Simpson College softball game one and game two as they swept the Norse of Luther to guarantee a spot in the American Rivers Conference tournament beginning this Friday, as well as a post-game chat with head coach Brent Mathias. Hear the full interview live on KNIAKRLS.com, the one to count on for today's local sports coverage. KNIAKRLS, the home of today's Lately Radio Sports page.